Well, good morning. How are you all today? You're tired. Did you have a rough weekend? Yeah, I bet you did, all that playing and cleaning your room and all that stuff. I bet that was tough. Well, I have a question for you. What is this? What kind of flower? Do you know what kind of flower? Thank you. A purple flower. It's a purple flower. It doesn't matter whether you know exactly what the scientific name of it is. I suppose there's someone who does. Anybody know what the real name of this flower is? Ah. In that case, it's the Hopodopolis rectomycentia. It's not actually, but it sounded pretty good, didn't it? I think you're right. It's a purple flower. That's really all we need to know about this flower, for the moment anyway, because we know it's kind of pretty. It makes us happy. Makes us feel pretty good. It has a stem. It used to have some kind of funky looking leaves. But it's just a purple flower. Well, one day when Jesus went to his hometown, he went in and he found that people knew who he was and they knew a lot about him. They knew a lot about him. And so he found out something kind of weird. He really couldn't do a whole lot there. People said, "Hey, isn't that Jesus? Isn't that Jesus? Isn't that Mary's little boy? Isn't that Jesus, the son of the brother of James and Joseph, and then all of his sisters are here? I remember when he was just about Coco's age. He was a little guy running around, being a real rascal, making too much noise. That guy suddenly become a great healer, the Messiah? I don't think so." So I got to thinking about something. If you knew the real name of this flower, and you could tell me exactly where it grows, what its botanical region and geographic range is, if you could tell me its approximate number of inches of moisture needed for optimal survival, would it help you to love this flower more? Would this flower be any prettier if you knew more about it? So now you bring up the whole allergy and poison thing. Thanks. No, and you see, the thing is about Jesus that day, they looked at him and they thought they knew who he was and they thought they knew his provenance, which is a big word of his history. And so they didn't love him in the same way. And I thought how weird it is that they couldn't see the beauty of Jesus because they knew too much. So what did Jesus do? He couldn't cure anybody except for a few people that upon whom he laid hands. Was Jesus any different in that village than he was in any other village?
No.
He was the same Jesus, wasn't he? Did he have any less power in that village? Was he any bit less the Son of God in that village? So who was different in the village? The people. They were the ones who were different. In the same way that some people might look at this flower and think, doesn't have any smell, it's not a very good flower. It's kind of scraggly looking, and look at those funky leaves. I mean, you call that a leaf? Is the flower beautiful to us?
Yeah.
It is to me. I think in the same way that although Jesus was in his own town, and it says, you know, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown. The problem may have been with how the people saw Jesus. They knew more than they thought they knew. But Jesus, no matter where he is always Jesus. And this flower, no matter where it is always beautiful. So Jesus, even in his hometown, is still Jesus. He still heals and he still loves. So the story today tells us that maybe sometimes the problem is that we don't see Jesus for who Jesus is. And that's what maybe we need to do. Thank you, guys. And I'm hoping that this is not a poisonous flower. Thank you all. Have a good day.